Welcome back to another Q&A episode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm your host, Serena Shoup, and I am grabbing a clip from a recent live Q&A I've done for inside of my Facebook group. If you're not in the Ambitious Bookkeeper Facebook group, you can find that on Facebook, request to join. You do have to fill out a few questions, but I go live every single month on the first Thursday of the month to answer any and all questions. And in this episode, I am answering the question on how to pitch basically podcasts and what topics to talk about. So yeah, if you have questions about going on podcast interviews as a form of marketing, or it's something that you've been thinking about for a little while and you don't really know where to start, tune into this episode. I'm also linking a previous episode I did with Shannon Weinstein about this topic here on the podcast. So we've got lots of resources for you today, and make sure you tune in next Monday for a special little mini-sode. All right, now let's get into today's episode. Hey, and welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup. I am a CPA, a mom of three, and I'm running a virtual bookkeeping business mostly from my home. You're in the right place if you're a bookkeeper, accountant, or an accounting student, and you know that your purpose is bigger than sitting in a cubicle. If you're ready to learn some actionable tips and strategies to help you start and grow a bookkeeping or accounting business, I hope you stick around. When going on podcasts, can you tell them what topic you want to talk about? I guess that scares me, imposter syndrome. Yes, and you should tell them what topics you want to talk about, or else you're not going to get the interview. If I have to, as a podcast host, and I actually did a podcast episode about this with Shannon Weinstein on my podcast. I interviewed her. We talked about podcasting as a way to get clients. So definitely go check that episode out. When I get pitched for people to come onto my podcast, it's immediately in the trash if, one, they don't offer what they can provide for my audience, because my audience is who I'm serving on this podcast. I don't do it because I like to hear myself talk. I'm an introvert, you guys. I do my podcast so that you guys have valuable content that's going to help you build your business. If someone pitches me as a guest, and it's obvious that they haven't done the research on who my audience is and how they can serve them, then it's immediately into the delete folder, like deleted. The other thing is I also, like, with that, they should be giving you bullet points of the subjects that they're talking about. So for you, if you're going to pitch somebody who has a podcast, you need to develop 3 to 5 bullet points of things that you're going to talk about that are different. So you have to do the research of, one, has that person or that podcast host had anyone talk about business finances or bookkeeping or accounting on their podcast at all or recently? And if the answer is no, that's an easier sell, but you still need to hook them in and be like, this is why it's not going to be boring like most bookkeeping topics, right? You've got to give them something a little more and tie it into business operations or that specific industry or whatever, and let them know that you're not going to be a dry, boring accountant. That's the other thing. I get pitched by other accountants to come on my podcast pretty often as well. First of all, that usually happens when they're using a pitching agency, which I don't really recommend either. And they'll just send me like their one sheet and the topics that they talk about. And then sometimes it's kind of obvious that they don't realize that they're going to be talking to other accountants as an audience. So that's frustrating, but sometimes they are. And so I ask for examples of like, can you send me some other podcasts that they've been on? Because I want to see how dry this person is. This is what I expect of our industry. I expect our industry to be dry as hell, right? And I know none of you are deep down. I know all of you have the ability to have character, charisma, and have the ability to speak because you all have it in you. You have a creative aspect. And I don't care if you don't feel like you're creative, but you have it in you. So what is the stereotypical accountant is really dry, buttoned up, and stuffy. And so if I know that that's our stereotype, every other podcast host is going to think that as well. So you need to have some way that you're going to set yourself apart as not that. So even if in your email, you could open with like, hey, I'd love to come on your podcast. I noticed you haven't had anyone talk about business finances, and I would say business finances, not bookkeeping or accounting, for one, on your podcast in however long or ever, right? I wanted to come on here and talk about a few things that I see businesses struggle with and kind of call out different stages of business and things that you see them struggling with. And I also wanted to share that I know the stereotype of our industry as accountants is dry and buttoned up and stuffy, and I want people to feel relaxed and empowered about their finances, and I'm not that at all. So I would love to come on your podcast, blah, 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 right? So you can develop your whole little pitch, but I would definitely throw something like that in order to have an edge. And then practice, practice talking, develop those talking points. I worked with a speaking coach to get to this point, right? So it's not like I expect all of you to, you know, like just immediately get to the point where you're comfortable talking on a podcast and being interviewed and all that kind of stuff. It takes practice. My first few podcast interviews were so cringy and horrific, but you have to suck at the beginning. Okay. So anyways, that is something that you could practice with other people. You can practice if you're in BBA, we can practice that on a hot seat or whatever, and kind of developing your talking points, things like that. I'm not a speaking coach, but I can share what has worked with me. So I hope that's helpful. Like I said, I've developed my talking points A, with a speaking coach, and also by just observing and kind of collecting questions that clients and potential clients ask me, and then kind of compiling them into a talk and topics that I touch on, that I talk about every time. And that's the other thing too, is you might start to feel bored about what you're talking about because you feel like you're a broken record, but that's how you know that like you've got good content that people need, and it's questions that people need answered. So I talk about the same few bullet points on every podcast that I do, just presented a little bit differently depending on the host and how they ask questions and things like that. But it's good to have like a bank of questions that you get or see people ask in Facebook groups or on social media or in discovery calls, and pitfalls that you see. So every time we get a new client, or a discovery call, I make note, mental note and physical notes of things that we see when we bring on a new client that are mistakes that they make and how we help them. And that's content as well. So for example, I had a discovery call just this week, and I asked the client, she's already on Xero. So I was like, are you using HubDoc? It's included in Xero. And she's like, no, what's that? And so I explained HubDoc is how we manage receipts. And she was like, oh, I put everything on a credit card, so I don't even keep receipts. And I was like, well, fun fact, a credit card statement's not enough proof for the IRS to prove your business purpose. So I recommend keeping receipts for everything. So this is something that we help with. We offer you the tool. It's up to you to use it to be able to have audit proof books, but we offer it to you, and it is a requirement of the IRS, but it is ultimately up to you as a business owner to use it and to keep your receipts. And then we moved along. But that is one example of, do you bet your bottom dollar? I'm not only talking about it now, but I'm going to be talking about it on a podcast as an example, as a story, and in future talks, in blogs, all of these things, social media, that is really good content. Like a lot of business owners really don't think that they have to keep receipts if they have their credit card statements. Huge mistake, right? Okay. I'm going off on like a major tangent today. Luckily, there's no more questions that I haven't answered, but we still have time. So if anyone wants to dive deeper, like hopefully this is getting your wheels turning, and yeah, take note. About the imposter syndrome. Yeah, you're going to feel that at first, but like, it can be something as simple as what I just talked about. So come up with three major mistakes that business owners have that you see happen or have heard of examples happening, right? So you can use my example. Think of three major mistakes that you see business owners have. I can think of a couple right off the top of my head. The receipt thing, the what is a deductible expense, how do you handle things in gray areas, and not having their business and personal separate. Like there's so many mistakes that we see clients have. You just have to kind of reflect on what you're actually seeing. So that's one of your bullet points when you're pitching podcasts. Three major mistakes I see new and seasoned business owners making. This woman has a multi six-figure business. I don't know if she's in the millions yet. Multi six-figure business, has been in business for 8+ years, and she still thinks she doesn't need to keep receipts. God bless her heart. I hope she never gets audited.
All right. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you want to hear our process on how we handle talking about HubDoc and how to use it for our clients, make sure you tune in next Monday for our next mini episode where I dive into that, or catch it on my YouTube channel. I'm at Ambitious Bookkeeper on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found this episode valuable, please take a screenshot, share it on social media, and tag me. I'm at Ambitious Bookkeeper, and I would love to know your biggest takeaways and any other questions you would like to have aired on the podcast. You can go to speakpipe.com/ambitiousbookkeeper and submit your own question. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Shu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.